Warren, Clarity Act will blow up the economy. Senator Elizabeth Warren said on May 15th that the Clarity Act will blow up the economy in a short video posted by Cointelegraph and circulated across Crypto X. The statement came as the Senate Banking Committee continues to debate the bill, which would split crypto oversight between the SEC and CFTC and define when a digital asset is a security versus a commodity. The quote is short and unsourced, beyond the clip itself, but it carries weight because of who said it. Warren is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Banking Committee and the most influential crypto-skeptical voice in the chamber. Her position will shape how the rest of the Democratic caucus engages with the bill. The opposition takes shape. Earlier this week, Senator Cynthia Lummis used a banking committee hearing to argue that the U.S. dollar itself would be classified as a digital asset under Clarity's definitions, framing the bill as a clarifier rather than a giveaway. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong cheered the markup process the same day. Warren's statement is the first sharp counter from a senior Democrat with the seniority to actually slow the bill down. Her argument, based on prior statements and committee filings from her office, is that Clarity would let crypto firms escape securities oversight by structuring tokens as commodities, and that the SEC would lose jurisdiction over assets it currently regulates. Whether blow up the economy maps to a specific provision or is rhetorical framing for the broader objection is not clear from the clip alone. Market reaction was muted. Bitcoin traded at $80,408 as of May 15th, up 0.7% over 24 hours. Ethereum sat at $2,249, down 1.0%. The Fear and Greed Index registered 48 neutral territory. The market is reading Warren's comment as expected opposition rather than a new threat. Traders had already priced in Democratic resistance after Senator Jack Reed filed a bill earlier in the week to block crypto from tax payments and Federal Reserve accounts. What changes the calculus is timing. Senate banking members filed over 100 amendments to the crypto bill ahead of markup, and Warren is positioned to drive a coordinated amendment strategy across the Democratic caucus. The threshold for passage is 60 votes in the full Senate, which means Republican sponsors need to peel off at least 7 Democrats. A vocal Warren makes that harder. The framing matters politicians attacking crypto legislation as economically dangerous is a familiar pattern. Warren used similar language during the FTX collapse and the 2023 banking stress period. The blow-up-the-economy frame anchors the bill to systemic risk rather than to consumer protection, which is the angle most likely to attract centrist Democratic support for opposition. For stablecoin issuers and tokenization-focused firms like Securitize and Anchorage, Clarity's stalling means continuing to operate under SEC-CFTC dual ambiguity for another quarter at minimum. JP Morgan filed a tokenized money market fund last week on Ethereum and Solana under existing rules, betting that regulatory clarity is not imminent. For crypto card issuers, the practical impact is indirect. Most card programs operate under state money transmitter licenses and bank partnerships that do not depend on the SEC-CFTC split. But the broader institutional flow into crypto, which underpins demand for products like USDC spending cards and self-custody options, depends on the regulatory environment getting clearer over time. Next signals to watch the Senate Banking Committee markup is the next concrete step. Warren is expected to file or co-sign amendments that narrow the bill's commodity definitions or preserve SEC authority over staked and yield-bearing tokens. The committee vote is the leading indicator. A party-line vote forces a tougher floor fight, while a few Democratic crossovers signal momentum. Coinbase, Circle, and Andreessen Horowitz have been the loudest industry voices pushing for the bill. Expect them to respond to Warren's framing within days, either with rebuttal statements or by amplifying Lummis's U.S. dollar as digital asset argument to reframe the bill as technical cleanup rather than industry favor.